I was looking around the studio for Sean Stone. Apparently he's on the phone today. Sean Stone is the arts editor of Metroland. He joins us each week at about this time to tell us about what is happening, what he has seen, all the good stuff. Nice to have Sean, even via the telephone. Sean, yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm here through the courtesy of Alexander Graham Bell.
All right, sir. So what have you seen? What have you done?
Well, we'll go right to what's going on this week.
What, you've done nothing?
I've done nothing.
All right, well, we'll go ahead.
Work.
Okay.
Let us see. Tonight at the Union College Memorial Chapel, we have the second-to-last concert in this year's Union College Concert Series. It's pianist Emmanuel Axe.
Mm.
In recital, he's going to be playing music of Brahms and some stuff he had commissioned for himself by Brett Dean and Missy Mazzoli. That's at 7 o'clock in Union College in Schenectady. Which is, you know, ironic because, of course, I believe the parade will be going on at the same time.
The parade is 4 to 6 today, and the concert is when?
Is it 7? So after you go to the parade for the hockey team, you can walk over to the chapel and check out the concert.
Perfect.
There's actually a bunch of stuff going on tonight. Also tonight, Mr. B.B. King will be at the Palace Theater.
That's terrific. Have you seen B.B. King?
Yes.
I have not seen B.B. King in maybe 25 years, but still going
strong.
It's
been about 20 for me, yeah.
That's great.
But the thing I just remember is that they introduced him like 5 times, and every time it was Mr. B.B. King.
You cannot go wrong.
No. And the Mountain Goats will be at Club Helsinki in Hudson. That's also tonight.
Tell me about the Mountain Goats, a great name.
They're a great band. The kids love them. It's a trio. Indie rock.
Oh, it's electric rock.
Yeah.
Terrific.
And then also tomorrow night, production of The French Farce will be at the Homemade Theater at the Spa Little Theater in Saratoga Springs. That's the one about it's a period piece set in the 60s with the guy with the 3 flight attendant girlfriends.
Sure.
And the schedule is ruined because Boeing introduces faster jets.
Aha. Carry on flying, that sort of thing.
Yes, yes, exactly. It's a lot of walking in and out of doors. It's very funny.
Yeah, I hear it's a great show.
Yeah. Also, tomorrow night, there'll be the Contemporary Classical Ensemble, Wet Ink Ensemble, will be at MPAC in Troy. And then at Proctor's, Bring It On, the musical. That is the touring company of the Broadway hit based on the hit film about cheerleading competitions.
Mm.
That's Friday night and Saturday night, and there's also a matinee on Saturday. Also Friday and Saturday, down at the Richard B. Fisher Center at Bard, Joanna Kotze. It's a dance performance called It Will Happen. and that's down at Bard on Friday and Saturday. That's also Friday and Saturday night and a matinee Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday, there's a new art show opening at the Carrie Haddad Gallery in Hudson called Under the Influence of the New York School, which means abstract art, which I really like.
Yep.
Also, Monday night at the Palace Theater in Albany, they're on a mission from God. It's the Blues Brothers.
All right, who's left in the Blues Brothers?
This is the movie.
Oh, it's the movie. Oh.
It's the movie.
Okay. Because at one time, they had Dan Aykroyd and, I believe, John Goodman.
They did that sequel that wasn't bad. It was like, I think it was called Blues Brothers 2000 or something.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Well, that'll be fun to see on the big screen.
Oh, yeah. The Palace always is a great show. And then Wednesday night, the Wham City Comedy Tour. This is like Adult Swim stuff, you know.
Yeah.
The kids love it. This will be at CAC Woodside in Troy, which is where they had Rest Fest last year.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a bunch of new movies.
Okay.
There's Under the Skin, which is an acclaimed sort of creepy independent sci-fi film with Scarlett Johansson as an alien who's sort of on the prowl in Scotland.
She's oh, really? Hungry. I've not heard of this one.
Yeah. It's supposed to be pretty creepy and pretty good. And then there's, of course, the big-budget sci-fi, Transcendence. Johnny Depp uploads his consciousness to a computer.
Mm-hmm.
That should be trouble.
That old device, yes.
Yes, and then there's Haunted House 2, is a Wayans Brothers thing, which is a sequel to Haunted House. And then there's an indie movie called Dom Hemingway, which stars Jude Law as a safecracker / ex-con who's looking to settle some old debts. That sounds interesting.
It does. Have you seen anything? I haven't been to the movies in some time. Have you seen anything good that really in the last minute strikes you as one to see?
One to see. Well, I liked Bad Words, but that's going away.
Okay.
Captain America is pretty good.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one yet. Is that suitable for children or just grown-ups?
Well, it's as suitable for children as all the other ones, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's the big violence, but it's like, I liked Thor 2 also, actually.
Really?
For what that's for.
When did that worth. When did that hit the screens?
That was last summer.
Okay.
But that was, you know, as these Marvel movies go, I actually kind of like that one best. But
they have quite a franchise, and they'll be churning more out as much as they can. I guess Avengers 2 will be out in the summer, yeah?
Oh, yes. Good Lord. They'll be making all the money.
I'm just waiting for Godzilla. That's when we get the
family.
Yeah, we get the family out to the theater for that one.
He looks like Godzilla, and he sounds like Godzilla, and that's what's important.
Exactly. Sean Stone is the arts editor of Metroland. Thanks, Sean, always for being here with us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.